Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated by Mutti and Hadassah Jacobowitz, Lezecher Nishmas Yaakov Zev ben Repesach Yosef.
Learning Maseches Yevamos Daf Ayin Zayin. The Gemara here is discussing the sugya of the psul of Amoni Mayavi. The Mishnah had said, Amoni Mayavi Asurin, the Surin Isur Eilam, Amin Amoyev Asur, and no matter how many generations you moved from Amon Amoyev, it's all Asur. It's an everlasting Isur, Isur Eilam. Aval Nekevisayin, Mutaris Miyad. The Nekevis, the females, are Mutar right away. In contrast to Mitzvah Adami, which is only Asur, only for three Dairis, but there the Isur is Echad Tzkar and Vecha Nekevis. So the Gemara recounts the story. The Gemara wants to bring a Makar to this din that only the Tzkarim are Asur and Nekevis are Mutar. The Gemara brings it through a lengthy recounting of an incident that happened in the days of David HaMelech. And there's a brisk rav in the Chedushim and Rizal HaTorah, in his Chedushim to Megillas Rus, which has a very geshmak of beer in the Gemara. We're going to say over the Gemara, particularly the way the brisk rav understood the Gemara. The Gemara says that after David HaMelech killed Goliath HaPlishti, actually as he was going to kill Goliath HaPlishti, Shaul asked the question, Ben Mizehu Elam, Ben Mizehanar. Gemara explains what he wanted to know is what Yichus did David have. He understood that David was from Yehuda, but he wanted to know is he from Peretz or from Zerach. Because if he's from Peretz, so then he'd be Roy Lamalchus, because Peretz is like a Melech Peretz Geder. But if he's from Zerach, he won't be Roy Lamalchus. So Shaul was interested to know is David Roy Lamalchus from Peretz or Zerach. Because he saw that his clothes fit him, he was Meshech Ma'amala Kalam. Basically, he's Roy for some Gedula. The question was, would it be Malchus or just a regular Gedula? So, Dayga Adami then said, you're asking if he's Roy or Malchus, ask if he's Roy Lover Bekol, because he comes from Rustam Ayaviyah. Because Dayga Adami was arguing that the Isra Amaini was both Scharim and Akevis. So, anyone who comes from Rustam Ayaviyah would have the Psal Amaini, the Psal Mayavi. The Brisker Rav puts in a comment that what Dayga Adami was saying is that Gufu would be a reason why he's not Roy Lamalchus, because the Tesefta in Perek Daldas and Ezrin says that Eim Eman and Melech Elam and Imichosim. So if he'd be Ein Roy Lover Bekal, that would also be absurd that he can't be a Melech. Anyway, Avner answered him, Tanina, we learned there was like a Mishnah, Amayni V'loy Amaynis Me'avi V'loy Me'avis. But Dayg didn't accept that. He asked the question, so Mamzer should also be Mamzer V'loy Mamzeris. The Gemara answered Mumzor, but he asked Mitzi V'loy Mitzris. And the Gemara had a whole discussion. The Gemara says, Nisal Malacha Mehem, Evishal B'Beis HaMedrash. Rises of Shaul themselves couldn't decide the Halacha. So they went to the Beis Medrash to where the G'dayle Torah were to ask the Halacha. So they asked, and they also answered, Amayni V'loy Amaynis, Me'avi V'loy Me'avis. They asked all these questions, and they couldn't answer him. Gemara says, Boy Lachruze Alei. They wanted to decide a psak halacha that David HaMelech is pasul lovi bekal because he's a mayavi. Yad v'masav an ish v'shma yisrus eile shabal v'gal bas nachash. It says, yes, yishma eili. So Rava says he was chagak arvek yishmol v'amakom mishen yishma elach azu yitka b'cherev. Whoever doesn't listen to this halacha will get stabbed by a sword. Kach makablani v'izdinish ha-shmul ha-ramasi amayni v'lay amaynis mayavi v'lay mayavis. And that settled the issue. So the Brisker Rav is Ma'ir. Before the initial reaction they had, both Avner and the advisors of Shaul were discussing it, and when they asked in the Beis Medrash, the answer was, Amayni v'lay amaynis me'avi v'lay me'avis. That seemed to have been clear to the Talmidei Chacham of the time. And Avner even said, Tanina. It sounded like it was a Mishnah. This was a common learned teaching that was learned but nevertheless, Dayig asked all the questions and they couldn't answer him. So therefore, they were going to change the halacha. They were going to change the halacha that was mekubal by them. And the Brisker Rav further says that when the one who married Rusa Mayaviyah was Bayez. Bayez was a Shaifet, he was a Gadol Adar. And the Gemara says in Ksuvas Dav Zayin that Bayez gathered 10 people to be mefarsim the halacha of Amayni V'loy Amaynis, Me'avi V'loy Me'avis. So it was a psak halacha of Bayez in the days person may be when he got married, there's a psak halacha which is accepted by the G'dayli Torah of that dar, amayni v'lay amaynis me'avi v'lay me'avis. And that's good for what was matterust to get married to Bayas, because that was the psak of that dar, that Rus is kosher, because she's in Nekeva. And yet, when Avner asks his kashas, the Chachamim of Shaul's dar were willing to reverse the halacha and say that it's obviously a mistake, that obviously the halacha is not like this Mishnah that Avner is bringing and this psak halacha from 100 years ago from Bayaz, because we have to, because Dayag is asking good to kashas. He slugged it up. So what was the input of Amasa ben Ish Ushma Yisra She'eli that said, Kach Mekublani, they already knew from Bayez that. They already knew that the G'dayli Torah of this, they also thought that it was that way. They got a kasha, so they were deciding not that way. What was the Masif that is Makabah the way from the Bezdinish of Shmuel or Amasi? So the Biskirov says that Amam in Ilchis Mamrim, Perik Beis Halacha Aleph, says that Halacha that we know, that Ein Bezim Rishoi, Vatal Divi Bezin Chaveri, Elam Ken Godomen and Bechachmu Viminyan. That when a Bezin is Gezer Exeira, no one can be Mavatal. It is only a Exeira that's made that way. They learned the Halacha from the Midish Atayin Adreshus Behen. So then, and the Bezin of this Dar understands it differently, then they could change the Halacha. They have to pass in the way they understand it. So even if we have a precedent, we have G'dayli Torah of a previous Dar that pass in a certain way. But if the G'dayli Torah of this dar don't understand that way, G'dayli Torah of this dar, the feel their havan in Torah, sees faked from that psak. So then mechuyif to do their havan, even if they're not called a men of b'chacham inyan, even if they know the smula, ein lach al hashayif b'yamecha. That's what the Rambam says. So in Mela, the chachmei Torah of Shaul's dar, the advisors of Shaul, Avner, and also when they came to the Beis Medrash, they knew the halacha of amayni v'lay amaynis me'avi v'lay me'avis. But they thought there was a halacha that was said, Midrashis HaPsukim, the Midrash HaTayin Adrashis Mehen. It was a psak from Bayez. Tuduch the Indian, Tuduch the Sukhi, came out with this psak, Amayni V'lay Amaynis. So Ibezai, Dayig, who went and started arguing on the psak, and convinced them, through his arguments, not to have that psak. Ibezai, in this dar, the psak is Nishrichtig, and the psak changes. So what did Amasa to wife? Amasa told them he was Makabal from Bezin Shul Shmuel HaRamasi Halacha L'Meshi Misinai. He told them this halacha of Amayni V'lay Amaynis Me'avi V'lay Me'avis is not a dava which is Nidresh from the Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Ben. It's Halacha L'Meshi Misinai. And the Biskirov says in Mufurish HaRambam in Perek Yubayis V'mukhzis Suribi Halacha Yidches says, V'halacha l'meishim misinai, sh'amayni azocha v'avi azocha hu sh'asa l'aylam l'isabas Yisrael, afilu ben b'nai tzayf aylam, aval amayinus ma'avis materis miyad k'shar umas. He says it's halacha l'meishim misinai. He doesn't say it's a drasha from the pasuk. Smag, mitzukuf yud gimel, is even more clear. He says, V'chein kiblu, mi bezden shal shmul haramasi, v'hu kibel davaze halacha l'meishim misinai, amayni v'lay amayinus ma'avi v'lay ma'avis. So, the Smag is saying this klar, that what Amasa was telling them was, he was Makabla from the Bezin of Shmuel, HaRamasi, who was Makabla Locha Meshim Yisinai, Amayni V'lay Amaynis Mavli Ma'avis. So it's not Negeya. We understand the Joshua of Sukkim, we don't understand the Joshua of Sukkim. If there was no clear Kabbalah Mimayishim Yisinai, so every Dar, their Chacham, are supposed to figure out the Locha. And even if in one Dar they pass in Locha one way, but if in the next Dar, the Chachachmei Adar decide that it's wrong, they pass in the other way, they go by the Epsak, even if they're cotton from the Chachamim of the previous Dar. That's also if there's no Kabbalah Mimayishim Yisinai. It's only Kafi, the Hechra, Dar of the Chachmei Dar. But if it's a Kabbalah Mimayishim Yisinai, that no one could argue on. So Zag de Briskerov, with this we can understand the Psukim and Megillus Rus. The Gael, Bayas first offered the Gael to marry Rus and Mayavia. And Gael said, Le'ucha Ligol, Ashkes is Nachalasi. Because maybe I'll destroy my heritage. What did he mean, I'll destroy my heritage? Ben Asher says, Nachalasi. Ashi says, Pogam Bezari. V'tor ba'amayni v'loy amaynis. He says, my children will have a pagam. So maybe I can't do it because my children will have a pagam. And he made a mistake. He didn't realize, Allah have amayni v'loy amaynis. That's what Rashi says in Megillus Rus. The fact of Brisker Rav, if he didn't know the halacha of a minus vlay a minus me'aviv vlay me'avis, so why is he worried about the children? He's worried about himself. He should say, I can't do it because I hold the tzasser. What's the pshat that he said, pen ashkus is not chalasi, because maybe my children will be pogum. That's the reason why you can't marry a me'avi. You can't marry a me'avi because it's tzasser, because it's a lav deraisa. What does it have to do with pen ashkus is not chalasi? Bella, what did Brisker Rav hein ein advar? Altsalav de Raisa, the Baltic Achomim of this dar are passing, Amoiniv loy Amoinis, Me'aviv loy Me'avis. There is no Lav de Raisa. In this dar, the Psakaloch is that she's Mutaris. So the Zichon, no Issa Bechlal, is no Shash Pikbuk Isser, Eilach Elam Ashayfi Biyamecha, Eilam Paskin, the Sanhedrin Paskin, that this is Mutter, there's no Pikbuk and Shash Klaluchlal, there's no Shash Isser. But what's the problem? The problem is that maybe a bezin in another dar will go and reverse this halacha and decide that Nekevus Arusu Aser. And then the problem is his children then are going to be considered pasul. Amish like what happened. Bayez got married to Rus, and there was almost the achraza that the children, the Enikloch of Bayez, are all pasul l'kol. Because even though in Bayez's dar the psak was a mini vaya minus, that doesn't mean in a later dar will be that way. The later dar is to do what they paskin, like the Rambam Menuchas Mamrim. So what does Rashi mean, v'ta, ma'amayni v'layamaynis? Dr. Rav, the tais was, he didn't realize it was halachal meshim Sinai. That was a tais. He thought it was a drasha, from the Midas and Drashas then. So fine, for this dar it's good, but perashkas is not halasi. My children might taka be affected, I don't want to do it. Oh, because he didn't realize it was halachal meshim Sinai. And halachal meshim Sinai will zichah be kayim. There'll be no machlekes. Zichar Chachmei Adar will know about the Lachal Meshim Sinai. Male, there won't be any problem with the children. Like Ataka happened with Saif, that the Lachal Meshim Sinai was Niskala, and there wasn't any problem with the children. That's the Brisker Rav's pshat in this Maisa. Nacha Nekuda. When the Gemara brings that Amasa, Benishu Shema Yisra Israeli, came and said the Halacha, the Kach Mekublani, so the Gemara says, "Kashu mi mehemen? Is he believed to say that?" V'amar Rabbi Abba Merav, "Kol tamachachem shemayir halacha uba, when a tamachachem paskins halachem kaidem ma'isa amr shayman loy. If he paskins it before it was negayel ma'isa, we do listen. V'mlav ain shayman loy. And if he paskins it after it's negayel ma'isa, we don't listen to him. When I'm mekabel his psak. So here, Amasa came after it was negayel ma'isa." Why are we makabel what he said, that he was makabel b'shem, b'bezen shal shmul ha-ramasi, amayni v'lay amaynis, he said it after the ma'is, he shouldn't be believed. So the Gemara answers, shani achat, the shmul beis dina kayim, since shmul beis dina kayim, and Rashi says, anusach, umilse davidi l'gluye, v'lay meshaker ba. So davidi l'gluye, because you can find out that shmul say it not, shmul beis dina kayim, so mele, he is believed, because he won't be meshaker, it's umilse davidi l'gluye. So Rashi's mashma, that the reason why he's not believed is a chash meshaker. The Ritva is bothered. What's the pshat of Talmachachem being meshaker? What's the Talmachachem being meshaker? It's not shaykh such a thing. Ritva says that the reason why he's not believed is because he says b'didami. Sometimes when a person has a negiyah, when he really wants us to be, his mind plays tricks on him. He thinks that this is what happened. He seems to remember that he had this psak from the Rav, and really he's not accurate. So it's b'didami. It seems to him that it's true, but really, not being completely careful. And what's the pshat? Because bezin that bezin shel shmul is kayim. The pshat is that since it could be checked up, so people are more careful. People are more careful, and milsa devi legluy, there's no chashe b'didami also. So milsa devi legluy, there's no chashe b'didami. But either way, when are we chayshish l'rashi chash meshakel l'dvach chash b'didami? Seems also to be a machlokes yishayin. Basis says a chiddush. That it's only when he's in a gay b'davar. The Vosa brings that. Because it says that Yisra, that Amasa, I mean, was boel Avigail bas Nachash. Shigmar Babashta says, what does it mean that he married Avigail bas Nachash? That his wife, Avigail bas Nachash, is really bas Yishai. Bas Nachash means bas Misha Meis Be'etish on Nachash. Yishai didn't do any averis. He died because of the chait of the Eitz Hadas, which is the chait of the Nachash, that's why he's called Nachash. And the Gael Bas Nachash was a dun of Yishai. So Kumdais, if the psak would be that Me'avis is also included, so Kumdais, Rus's has a psul, and Me'mela, all Rus's descendants are Paslots Me'avi, including his wife. His wife would be Pasl. He was also negated to him. So when it says that B'shas Maisa, you don't believe the Talmud Chacham, whether it's a shash mishak or a shash b'dedami, is because the Talmid Chacham also needs the psak for himself. If it wouldn't be for this psak, his wife would also be pasul. And he says, in all the other cases, the Gemara brings this halacha also happened to be the case was that the Talmid Chacham that was Meir that we're discussing, if we should accept it, is the Talmid Chacham that they wrote was negated to him personally. So Mela, since it's negated to him, so don't believe him, either Kshash Meshaka like Rashi or Kshash B'dadami like the Ridva. Shenken, when he's not negating B'davar, what's the chilik? B'shas Maisa, Shalei B'shas Maisa. Why should he be Meshaka? Why should he even say B'dadami? What's negated to him? Avad, there's no chilik. He'd be Neman in all cases. That's what it says in Taisus, the Ridva and the Muki Yosef also say it. It's brought in the Meis Yosef and the Ramah, at the end of Sivan Reishim and Beis. Mashenken Rashi, Rashi is Mashma. Rashi says, Eloshin Shema Machmas HaMaisa Bo Liyadei Amra. Maybe because of this Maisa he says it, Rashi's not Mashman, he's a Negei B'davar. The Neid B'Huda in Yerideya Tanyana Simulam, and it's really for its tshuva from his son, is Medayik that way in Rashi. Memes in Ravam in Ahar, the Pirish of Ravam in Ahar, is Mefurish, that's the Deek in Rashi, that Rashi also doesn't have to be Negei B'davar. Alacha, that if he didn't say Kaida Maisa, he only said it B'Shas Maisa, he's not Neman, is even when he's not Negei B'davar. Now, there's a machlekes Yishayim, though, how to understand this machlekes Rashi and Taisus. What's the pshat in it? B'vram in Ahar, that says that Rashi holds, even when he's not negei b'davar, he says, Hayel v'ayba k'negei b'edesu. That says, he learns that even Rashi, that doesn't bring down you need a negei b'davar, but he also is k'negei because he was ayriba. Bira davar. The Avram in Ahar understood the story that Amasa, just like Avner, originally, when the halacha first came up, the shaila first came up, Avner said, Tanina, amayni v'lay amaynis, me'avi v'lay me'avis. And da'yigasin ha'milkasha, elamata mitzvah v'lay mitzvah, the whole thing. It was already a psak that Avner had, that before the ma'isa, that amayni v'lay amaynis. Now, like we mazed before from the briskerav, he didn't have it, a kabbal ha'cha yishim yisinai. It was a svar, but it was a svar as a psak. So Amasa also was that way. Amasa also was from the people that paskened originally, Amayni v'lay amaynis, me'av v'lay me'avis. It was a psak zayna, just like Avner. And now it came up a shayla. They went to the Bei Midrasha. Da'ik's tining all his tainis. They vowed to paskin not that way. Come to Amasa with the Kabbalah from Shmuel. So on that, Abraham Menahar says in Rashi, even if it's not directly negayitim, not negayitim b'chalal, but it's Yimekayim, his psak. He already paskin mikayach svara, this and this psak. But now they want to shlug it up. Now they want to say it's an ishtazai. So Meili has a negiyas. He's a negay of the davar to Mekayim his alta psak. That's a gewaldige negiyas. You don't want to be that you were wrong before. You want to Mekayim the alta psak. So Meili v'chayshin. And that's why he's saying that there was a Kabbalah from Shmuel Beis Dina, like we said, Alach HaMeshim Misinai, to Mekayim his alta psak. So Kumte Sefir Avam in Ahar, Sai Rashi, Sai Taisus hold that you need negei b'dava. Taisus holds you need a personal negei. You need that the psak is negei to him personally. Like in this case, his wife would have been pasalts me'av v'lo me'avis. And Rashi holds that das alein, that it's mekayim his alta psak, that's also called the negei b'dava. But the Me'iri, when he brings the machlokes, he says faket. He brings that the pashtus is sugi is mashma, you don't need any negeis b'chlal. And he says, Yesh Mefarshim, that you need a Negias. Like over here, Amasu's Negei B'dava, because he himself married from the descendants of Rusa Mevia, from Bas Yisha, he also needed the Psak for himself. And he said, so mainly you need a Negias, Lamarshal, if it's Psak is the gate to you, or it's a Kiyam of your original Psak. He's considering that a Negias, even according to Taisus. I think he's learning up in this Maisa that Amasu wasn't involved with Chlal. He wasn't being Mekayim as old Hira. He says that Moses Negias was because he married having Gal Besnachas, like Taisus said. But he includes clearly in Negias Ayra Shahira. I am Ayra Shahira. He just holds that in this case there was no Ayra Shahira. Kumtais and his Onipshad, which we're saying is in Rashi, is even without any Negias. That's a Chazal Shtel Devek. That if you want to say over a Kabbalah, you want to say over a Kabbalah Lachal Meshim Yisinai, if it's not Negei L'maisa, then we're Mekabel. But once it's Negei L'maisa, even if we don't see any Negeis, we're not Mekabel, because maybe he's just saying it because it's Negei L'maisa. That's how I see this Machlaikis Rishaynim. Also, same with Machlaikis Rishaynim, the Birke Yosef and Simon Rishon Beis, on that Ramah, at the end of Simon Rishon Beis, he brings the Sefer Rishon Letzim from the Aruch Chaim. He names on that even if there's no Negeis, the Pashas HaSugi is Mer, even without any Negeis, he's not Nem, and you're only Nem when you say Shalei B'Shas Meis. You're not Nem when it says B'Shas Meis. It is always a Kshash. Hashem the Bik Yosef, the Emza, no, Avadi need Negias. It had Negias, why shouldn't he be Neman? What's the Chiluk of its B'shas Meisa? Which is like Rav Avraham Nahor. Now he says, it could be that Das Alein, to Mekayim Yerushal Leiro, that could be called the Negias. Like I said, it's already a Machloikis Rishaynim. Rav Avraham Nahor, Nemzan, Sai coin to Rashi, Sai coin to Taisi, need a Negias. And the Machloikis is of a Kim of your original Leiro, is called the Negias. And the Pshat is here, there was a Kim of the original Leiro, and still Taisi says that it's not good enough, you need that Amasa should be personally Negayim. The Miri yells, no, here there was no Kim of the original Leiro. Now the Pshat is that the Pasha Sugi is Mashim Bechal, you don't need Negias. And Taisi is Mechadish, you do need Negias. And even if you need Negias, the Kim of the original Leiro is a rather called the Negias. Machloikis Rishaynim. There's another interesting Machloikis Rishaynim that's brought in the Beis Yosef. It's also in Simon Reishim Beis. It's also brought in the Dark Yemesha, Simon Reishim Hei. It's from Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Rabbeinu Yeruchim brings the Ramah that it was only B'dayus Yishayinim you have this halacha. B'dayus Yishayinim, the Gemara was Baal Peh, and that's where you have this halacha. But here, nothing's Baal Peh. You can't paskin unless you have an ikur B'Gemara. So even Lacha may see an Emma. That's what the Rabbeinu Yeruchim brings from the Ramah. Could be it's Meduyik and Ramah Musa, where the Ramah doesn't bring this halacha B'chlal. Mechayr, why not? Could be holds like the Ramah. There's only Negev, Bizmana Gemara, where it wasn't Baal Peh, so Meili had this halacha that you're not Neman. Mashenkin here, you can't pass without an Ikum Gemara, you're Neman. Like the Beni Ruchim, the Rosh argues. The Rosh says, even now, we don't have all the halachas in the Gemara. We don't have all the halachas in the Gemara and in the Paiskim, as you have to be Medam and Milsa and Milsa. So Meila, you still have the same Shash as being Medam, Milsa and Milsa when it's not Daimah. So Rabbeinu Yeruchim says, even according to the Rosh, if it's parshat in the Gemara in that Devar, you don't have a chshash. Now, like upon him, that's the Machlokes Ramah and Rosh. I want to explain it a little bit. The Rosh's taina is azay. Enechanami. Today, no one could come and tell you it's halacha l'meishu misinai, and you have to listen to me, even if you think I'm wrong, even if your svara is not that way, but you have to listen because it's halacha l'meishu misinai. Today, no one could come and tell you such a thing. But still, a lot of times we have a suffix. A lot of times you have a shaila. And nothing mefurish about it. If a pesach today wants to dan it mikayach svara, he's not sure what the psak is. But my pask in a certain way. Comes the chacham and tells him that ain't a gadol that's not around anymore, pask in kach v'kach. Mosh, would have a shayla haintig etzayden. Shayla would come up. And someone would come and say, Rav Moshe Feinstein dan this mamish, this shayla, and he pask in kach v'kach. So even though he's not saying aloch alayshe misinai, Avada, everything has to be geshriven, has to be in the Gemara, kam mikayach the sugya. But still, a lot of times you won't be able to pass in lacha yourself. We're not grace enough to be able to say such a psak mikayach hasvara. But if Rav Moshe said it, and it makes sense, it's mistaba, we don't have any raya connected it. Now we're not grace enough to say mikayach the svara this psak. But if you have a gadol like Rav Moshe that said this psak, so that becomes the lacha. So come days, it's also negay in the manas. The Ramayan's mash was not negay in the manas anymore today. Of course, it's also shail if it's in the Gemara. If he shows us that's the halacha, and we see that he's right, does state the halacha. So what's the problem? That's what the Ramah said. Dr. Rosh, it is. Sometimes the halacha is not clear. We don't know what the halacha is. He can't show it to us. He's telling us in Piyah Shmua, a psak from an Adam Gadol. If the Adam Gadol taka paskin that way, so kum dais, that's the psak, because it makes sense. You have no raya connecting him. We don't think he's wrong. You don't have the psak from the Adam Gadol. You don't know that that's the psak. So that's the pshat in the Rosh. And in the Chanami, they're more like we said, Paskin's Lameisa, Halacha Lameisa. Today, we also have the same Halacha, and he says the same limitation as the Rosh. Now, I think pshat in the Ramah is like this. I think the pshat in the Ramah is not the pshat that today it's not Negeya. Avad's Negeya today. Avad, even today, even in Haintig Etzaitin, it's Negeya, that if we have a Shmua from Yenna, then we pask in a certain way. And if the Shmua is incorrect, then we wouldn't pask in that way. Avad, you can't say that today it's not Negeya. Avad, you can't be Machash that. The Rosh is Avad the right. What's Pshat in the Ramah? Pshat in the Ramah is that could be hold that the whole halacha, that we're not ain't Shaymin Loi, is a Pshat, it's a Mezundurich Shash, a Chazal Chayshish, a Mezundurich Shash, that someone's going to introduce halacha l'meishu misinai that's not there. El Chazal are very, very careful about it. That even though we're talking about a Talmud Chacham, we're talking about someone as a Gia Leira, but they were very careful because could be that Machmas HaMaisa Amra, there is a small chash, according to Rashi Chash Meshaker, according to Dvar Chash B'Dedami, that someone's going to introduce halacha l'meishu misinai that's not there. It's going to become part of the Messiah Satayah, Halacha Meishim Yisinei, which doesn't exist. Such a chash, techazal v'cheshishvo. Even though Talmud Chacham, it's not so likely such a chash, but still, because the stakes are so high, because the takala will be so great, the Halacha Meishim Yisinei will be introduced that doesn't exist, chazal v'imin ala mishma, which never happened. Mashayin Cain, even though today, someone says a psak from a gadol, he says a psak from a Meishim Feinstein, ukadayma, and it'll be negay lalacha. It'll be negay how we paskin. If it wouldn't be for his psak, we wouldn't necessarily paskin that way. And now that he says psak for another megadol, we would paskin that way. That's what the Rosh is tining. But the chash is not such a gewaldig chash. He's not introducing a lachal meshim Sinai, which we didn't have. He's bringing a svara. And if the svara doesn't shtim, so it doesn't matter which gadol said. And if the gdailim of the dar see that svara doesn't work, it doesn't shtim with the gemara, it doesn't shtim with that svara, it doesn't shtim with how they learn, they won't be mekabel, like we said before, b'shem the Rambam. Then it's a kol tali b'shefet chibi yamecha. Even if there was a scum of the gdelum of one dar one way, the gdelum of this dar say fakert is fakert. So nothing's going to be introduced into the Messiah Satira, a permanent introduction of something which is nishrichtig, alach l'meishim yisinei, which you can't argue on. Anyway, the psak's going to have to be that it stims with the svar, it stims with the avon of the chachmei adar. Even though it will make a difference, it'll make a difference in the psak. For that alone, they weren't chayshish. That's the chayyid svar of their amat, and that would explain the shmat the Rambam why he leaves out this din. Kenir leni is daiti. One more nekuda. The Gemara here brings the drasha of amayni v'loy amaynis me'avi v'loy me'avis. And da'yeg adaymi's kasha that if so, why don't you say mitzri v'loy mitzris, mamzer v'loy mamzeris? And the Gemara's teretz is because it says, "Aldvarish lekidmu eskem b'lechem v'mayim, darker shel ish lekadem v'lei darker shel ish lekadem." And then da'yegadai mistainam ha'ilam lekadem anoshim lekras anoshim v'noshim lekras noshim, and didn't have a teretz. And at the end, the Gemara's maskan the teretz was because kolkvuda v'asmelach pnima or ayei sarish techam, which tells you that the noshim shouldn't go out bechal even lekras noshim. Now there's a shaila which many rishonim speak about. And the Rashi and Nevo speak about it here on the sugya. That what's upshat in the pasuk al dvarish lekidmu eskem b'lechem v'mayim, which is mashen ameyadim, did not give any bread and water to the Eden. There's a pasuk earlier in Parshas Devarim, and Moshe Rabbeinu gave his message to Sichai, asking him to allow him to go through the land. So he says, "Eichel b'kesef tashbireni v'achalti, u'mayim b'kesef tiliva v'shasisi." He says, "Kasha osl ben Esav ayeshem b'seiv amayvim ayeshem bar." And Rashi there explains that he's not going on letting them through the land because Edom and Moav did not let them through the land either. That's why they had to go further up to Asichon to let them through. Now it's going on the Eichel b'kasef titin li tashbreinu v'chalti amayim b'kasef titin li v'shasisi that Moav and Edom sold me food and water, and I'm asking you to do the same. So I say the pasuk is mefurish that Moav did give them mayim and lechem. So what's pshat in the pasuk? Al dvarish shalikin veskem lechem mayim derech mitzeiskem mitzrayim. There's a kasha that kami rishayim ask. Now one of the most nafasik terutzim in the rishayim is the teretz of the Ramban al Torah and Barshas Kiseitze, which is also over here. The Ritva brings the same teretz b'shem Taisus. It's actually the Taisus Harosh al Torah there in Barshas Kiseitze. So the Smag brings his teretz b'shem the Bali Taisus, and this is a teretz that the Rashi and Dvar here seem to hold of. And the teretz is that the pasuk that says al dvarish lekidmu eskem b'lechem v'mayim v'ashesacha lecha bilim ben ba'oyr, one of them is the amayim, one of them is mayavim. It says leyave amayim mayavim lekal Hashem. Why? Amayim because al dvarish lekidmu eskem b'lechem v'mayim, and mayavim because ashesacha lecha bilim ben ba'oyr. Because Amayinim, it doesn't say they ever gave them food. The Amayinim refused to give them food. The Me'avim did give them food. And the Me'avim were the ones that were Sacher Bilim Ben Ba'ar. The Amayinim didn't seem to be involved. It was Balak Melech Mayav that went and was Sacher Bilim to be Mekal Klal Yisrael. So Kum Dais, it's two separate Averis. Each Uma had their own Aver. This is, I told you, the Pshat, the Ramban. The Taisus Kamri Shainim say this Pshat. And like the Rajba asks, Mechayyad Ibshat doesn't shim with our sugya. Our sugya is discussing Mayavim. Rus was from Mayav. And our sugya is a discussion if the, since the chait was, as dvarash lekidmu eskem b'lechem v'mayim, Darker Shalish Lekadim, and Darker Shalish Lekadim, that doesn't seem to be Negeyim to Mayiv. Lefi, what was saying from the Rishonim, that Mayiv didn't do the Schait. Mayiv did the Chait of Ashisach Alachabilim and Ba'ar. So why does the Gemara discuss Darker Shalish Lekadim and Darker Shalish Lekadim? So the Rabban Otay already says, he brings from the Medrash, that Hu Adin, you have the same Taina by the Mayavim. What was it, Chait, Ashisach Alachabilim and Ba'ar? Right, the Darker Shalish Liska and Darker Shalish Liska, that was the Aver of the Anoshim, not the Noshim. Ritvahi also brings down this Teretz. Now the Raj was bothered, so what was the Shakla Vitaria here? If by Mayavim the Yisoid was Darker Shalish Liska and Darker Shalish Liska, so then what was the Taina back, Dei Gadaim is Taina of Hoyl Lakadim Anoshim Makras Anoshim, Anoshim Makras Noshim. Right, that would stem if you're dealing with Amin. Amin, the problem was Alvarash Lakidmu. And the reason why Amainivlay Amainis is because Darkish Lish Lakadim, Darkish Lish Lakadim. So now you have the Kasha, Ayil Lakadim, Anoshim Lakas, Anoshim, Anoshim Lakas, Anoshim. But here we're dealing with Mayav. Mayav, according to this Teretz, was only Ashisach Alecha Bilam. That was that there. They were Makadim Lechem Amayim, like it says in the Pasuk and Dvarim. And the reason why it's only Mayavim Anoshim is because Darkish Lish Lishka, Darkish Lish Lishka. So what's the Egadayim is Taina? Oilam Kadam Anoshim Lakas Anoshim Anoshim Lakas Anoshim. Chaya very shver. The Rajba says, that the Gemara understood that whatever is true by Amin is true by Mayim. So if you could prove that by Amin also, the Anoshim also did the Aveira, so Amin then would have an Issa both Zchayim and the Kavis, so that would prove that Mayim also has an Issa both Zchayim and the Kavis, even though by Mayim, it's only Shach the Zchayim, not the Kavis. Kolpanim, this is one Mahalach, like we said, of Kamari Shainu. The other Mahalach, which is brought in the Mizrahi and the Gerarye, in the Pasuk and Varm of Eichel Bekesef Tashmireni, Kasha Asli B'nei Esav, on the Rashi that says, going on the food, they both ask this Kasha. Ayat says, Le'ovi Amayinim Avi B'kal Hashem Advar Shalikid B'eskam Lechem V'mayim. So what's the pshat that here it says that the Mayavim did sell the food? So both the Mizrahi and the Gerarye both Mechavim to the Teretz, that the pshat was they should have given them for free. What are they selling it for? Alvar Shalikidmu means to give them for free. That's a tain on that. Why did they give them food for free? Why did they sell? The Ramban also on the Torah, there in Kiseitse, brings this Teretz b'shem Rabbim Oimrim. Vaisis Kamri Shainim said this Teretz. We have it by us in the Chizkuni. And he says it's Hevel. He says it's Narishkeit. Tain on them for not giving them for free. They should give a whole Ummah food for free. Mechatez is such a thing. The Derech is you sell it. If an Ummah comes, passes by, so then you open up shop, you sell them food. They didn't sell them food, they made a boycott. They didn't sell them food to Bechlal, so that's a tain on them. Mashiach, if they sold them food, there's no tain in Bechlal. That's why he likes his pshat, that Amin was Lekidnu, they made sure not to sell them any food, and Moyev sold them food, but the problem was Ashisach Alecha. But the Marashon, the Chedush HaGadus and Sanhedrin, on the Gemara there in Kuf Gimel, the Gemara there says, G'dayl Legima, because of Legima, it was Nekri Shtei Mishpachas from coming into Yisrael. Amin Amayev. Gima means the tsar of not getting food. So he says, it says before Shnei like the Ramban. It says the Shtei Mishpachas were because of the Gima. Because of the tsar of not getting food, Shtei Mishpachas were left out of Kal Yisrael. Amin Amayev. So you see those both. And the Gima is Mashma free food. The Gima is Mashma Achnasas Arachim free food. So Vaisthas like the Mizrahi and the Gahari and the Chizkuni, that the problem was they didn't give the food for free, they only sold it. And he says, Rabban Stein is not Shver. It's a derech, he says, of countries that are friendly with each other, that if one has to go to the Melchama and passes by a neighboring friendly country, that the other country will supply them for food for free. He said there was no reason why Amin and Mayav shouldn't be friendly with Klal Yisrael. There was a din al-Tatzeris, Mayav, al-Tatzeris, Amin. There was no chash, and maybe they'll fight a war with them. Why shouldn't they be like a friendly country with friendly relations? And as such, they would have given them food for free. That's tied at the marriage shop. The Ramban also tainas on this pshat, so why didn't Esav get out of the klal because of that? It says, but Esav also kasha, also b'nei Edom. B'nei Edom also sold them food, didn't give them for free. So that, the mashah tainas, ishkin taina. All two people do the same aveira, and one of them has a schus and doesn't get the same manish v'keret. He says, the pasuk says, l'sisav adai mikiyachichuhu, v'aistais, if not for the thing of l'sis, if not for the kiyachichuhu, they would be also bekal, but like Sav Adai Mikiyachichu, Banam Hashem, all them Dor Shlishi, Yav Bekal Hashem. The reason why we're allowing them to come after Dor Shlishi is because Kiyachichu, even though they did the same Avlam, but they don't get the same Einish Kiyachichu. That's Tainat the Marashah. So maybe you could say a little bit more. the Ramban himself says that Ammon and Moav had a bizunder reason to be makatov to Klal Yisrael, because the whole womb of Ammon and Moav came because of Avram's chesed to light. Avram gave chesed to light, he brought him along with him, and then he saved them from the four malachim that captured Sodom. He was meis and nefesh to save him then. And then another time when the Eibishter wanted to turn over Sodom, Avram davened for him, and because of that it says, Vayiskol kimas Avram, and because of that he saved Lot and the schus of Avram, and that's how Lot and his daughters were saved. And then Lot had Ammon and Moav from his daughters. So mamish, the fathers and mothers of the Ummah were all saved by Avram, so the whole Ummah should have a curse to save the Klal Yisrael. But because of them, because of their fathers, that the Ummah was saved. So Mel, that could be a shtickle answer on the Ramban. Why they should do it for free? If they have a curse to save, the whole Ummah came because of Klal Yisrael, they should do it for free. And it's also a taina why, it's also a teretz why that wouldn't apply to Bnei Edom. Bnei Edom, the Bnei Esav don't have a curse to save from Yankov. Other Rabbi, it's competition for them. They don't have a curse to save to them. So Mela, it wasn't such a tiny, they should give him food for free. The other truths into this kasha, you look in the Me'iri here, and also the Ramban brings from the Ibn Ezra. I just want to say one more nekuda, that Rashi on Chumash, that in the pasuk al dvarish le'kidmu eschem, that Rashi says, al dvar means because of the atzaz bilam that was machti klal Yisrael. Like it says, al dvar bilam. So, some of Farshim learn, the Mizrahi and others learn that he means it to a tuchaton. There was a chayr al devar, because it should have just said, al asher lekit moeskum lechomayim. What's al devar? Al devar is meisif another chayt that they were machti klal Yisrael. So come day, you have side the chayt of being machti klal Yisrael, side the chayt of a shekit moeskum lechomayim. But the Kliyakar Eifinart learns that no, the chayt of a shekit moeskum alone is not enough to get them out of klal Yisrael. It's not such a big chayt. The Ikka Chayt is that they were Machti. As I fit into the Pasuk doesn't bring the Chayt of Machti, only maybe B'derech Remes. And the Ikka, what the Pasuk brings is Al Shalei Kidmu Eskem. So the Kliyaka teaches that the Chayt of Al Shalei Kidmu was that caused them being Machti for Bilam. In other words, because they, the Dafka didn't give them food initially to get Klal Yisrael very hungry and very vulnerable, that later when they come out with the food, it should be more of a, it should be easier for the Nashim to, the Bnei Smayav, to get them to be Mizana with them and to get them to be Eved Avedah Zarah, because they were very hungry, they had to come out, and they were much more vulnerable. That's tying it to Kliyakar. And he says, so why is it that? Why is it Dafka the Anashim? The Nashim wasn't in the Chayt. They were Machti them. He says, that Scholah Sechayt is Dafka the Anashim, because the Anashim were the ones who were Darkish Elish Lekadim and Darkish Elish Lekadim. The Anashim were the ones who were the Loi Kidmu. That was Aschala Sechet. That the Anashim went and were mefat to them, that was because of the influence of the Anashim. The Anashim kind of forced the Anashim into going along with their plan. But the Ikka thing came from the Anashim, the Advarish Lekidmu, which is the Chet of the Anashim. It's also Miyoshiv, and the Kliyaka points this out. It's also Miyoshiv why it stems with the Pasuk of Eichel Bekesef Tashbireni, Tashli B'Esav, Hayeshim Meseir, Ramayivim Yeshim Ba'ar, that eventually they sold them the food. But since initially they held back the food and the purpose was to be machti them, that was all part of the chayt of being machti them. It's a little shay also to shtim with our sugyam, ha'ilay l'kadem anashim l'kras anashim, and kol kvudim es melech panima, but you could be miyashiv. But in lefita kliyakar, there's a third pshat, that the Yisrael had a shtim the two psukim, learning up Rashi and Chumash that way, that the Yisrael of the chayt was being machti them, not that the fact that they withheld food and water. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara brings the Memra, Amr Ula Amr Rabbi Yechanan Bast Gera Meinik Sheir Lekuna. And the Gemara's maskana is that Rabbi Yechanan's talking about an Amaini that was Nasa Bas Yisrael, an Amaini that married a Bas Yisrael, that you'd have a Havamina that his daughter is Pasul Lekuna, because since the Nisuan is Nisui Avera, so the daughter will be a Chalala. And Rabbi Yechanan tells you, Chiddush, no, he's not a Chalala. The Gemara brings the Machlekes Rabbi Yechanan and Shlokish. Kiyas Ravana Rabbi Yechanan, Baske Amoni Ubas Mitzri Sheni, and Bechna Makshay Rishlakisham Absula. Rishlakisham Absula, the Alpha Mikhain Gadol Baalmana. You have a Bas Mitzri Sheni, or a Basker Amoni. So here's a case where the parents had an Aveiru, where the parents had a Psule Kal, but the children don't have Psule Kal. Mitzri Sheni, he himself is Pasul Lakal, he's a Mitzri Sheni, but his child is a Mitzri Shlish, he's Kasha Lakal. Amoni also, Amoni is Pasul Lakal. But the bas of an amayni, amayni vlay amaynis, is kasha lakal. The shaila is, what about lakuna? When Shlakish holds that since it's Nisui Avera, since the marriage is Be'isah, the Issa Lav the Raisa by Amini, Issa Nasei by Mitzri, the Avera makes the Chol, just like a Mana L'Kayin Gadol. And Abiyachlan says Ksheira. Abiyachlan learns that from the Pasuk that it's Ksheira because Chalolus is only by Yisuri Kun and not by Yisuri Kal. He learns that from the Pasuk like the Gemara says. So Taisus asks the Kasha, all the Rishonim really asks this Kasha from the Gemara before and Daf Samach Tes. The Gemara before brought the Braisa, Basker, Amini, Mayavi, Mitzri, Adami, Chal, Nasin, Umamzer, that was Baal, Bas Yisrael, so she becomes Psul Lukuna. Again, all these Psule Kal that were Baal, Bas Yisrael, the Isha becomes the Schala Babia. The Gemara learns that from a Pasuk Yisrael Ishzar. The Braisa brings two other Tanon. Habyesi says, Kol she Zare Pasul, Paisel, but if it's not Zare Pasul, it doesn't Pasul. Shimon Gamliel says, "Kol she tenaisa bita tenaisa manasei, kol she ena tenaisa bita ena tenaisa manasei." And Gemara explains, Tanakama holds it doesn't make a difference if the children are pasul or kosher. If the husband is a psule kal, he's an amayne mayavi mitzri adami, or he's a mamzer, so that's makes the isha pasul. That's mechal the isha and the bia. Now Shenkin Reb Yosi holds only if the zeris pasul, like a mamzer, the zeris pasul, or amayne mayavi the zeris pasul. So then, it's Michal the Isha. Mashenkin and Mitzri Sheni, well, the Zer is not Pasul, he's Pasul, but his children are Kosher. A Mitzri Sheni can't Pasul Nisha Bibiyah. A Mitzri Sheni, whose children aren't Pasul, doesn't Pasul his Isha, doesn't Pasul his wife. And Rosh Hashanah goes one step further. Even a Amayne Me'avi, who do have the Zer is Pasul, but since the daughter's not Pasul, all the Zer should be Pasul. Since the daughter's not Pasul, because Amayne Me'avi is Me'avi Me'avis, so since they don't passel all the Zera, so Mela doesn't passel the Isha. So there's a three of Mechleikis Lagabi the Isha. Tanakama holds that anyone's Psule Kal passels the Isha. Rabbi Yosi holds Afka Psule Kal like a Meine Me'avi, which the children are passels the Isha, but Mitzri Sheni not. And Shemuel holds even Mitzri Sheni doesn't passel because the daughter is not passel. And even a Meine Me'avi, which does passel the children, but doesn't passel because the daughter is not passel, a Meine Vlei Amainis, Me'avi Vlei Me'avis, because someone like a mamzer whose daughter is pasul, that could pasul the isha bebia. So if he's a kasha, that gemara is naming on klal like a beichanan. All three men the arm are naming on like a beichanan. The gemara is naming on with the pshitas that there is no psule kuna by an ameini or a mitzri sheni. Now, and that's why gufar. The Yosi says, I learned that from a man l'kayin gadol. A man l'kayin gadol, the children are pasul, so only works when the children are pasul as opposed to mitzri sheni. Well, if Mitzri Sheni's children are pasul l'kahuna, so then you can't learn from Mana l'kayin gadol that this case is excluded. This case, it doesn't pasul the isha. It's the same as the Mana l'kayin gadol. In both cases, the daughter is pasul l'kuna. And the same thing with Reb Shimon Gamliel. He says that the daughter is kasher, so learn from Mana l'kayin gadol, there the daughter is pasul. But here also the daughter is pasul l'kuna. So l'chari that gemara can only be learned according to Rabbi Eichnan, that holds that the bas of an Amayni and the bas of a Mitzri Sheni is kasha lakuna. How does Rish Lakish learn the brass over there? So Taisus answers that Rish Lakish holds like the Tanakama. The Machlokes, Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, are libid at the Tanakama. According to Rabbi Yisim Shimon Gamliel, that's klar, the bas is kasha, and that's why Rabbi Yisim Shimon Gamliel hold that since the bas is kasha, Samel the Ish is ksheira by Mitzri Sheni, according to everyone. And by Amayne Me'avi, according to Shimon Gamliel, but that's the Anocha they both have if the Bas is Kasher. But really, Tanakama also would hold if the Bas is Kasher, the Isha would be Kasher. Why does the Tanakama hold that by Mitzri Sheni, the Isha's Pasul? Teretz is Hagufa. The Tanakama holds that the Bas is Pasul Lakuna, just like a Mana L'Kayin Gadol. So Mela, the Isha is also Pasul Lakuna, because the Bas is Pasul Lakuna. Rish Lakish holds that's good for the machlekes. The Tanakama that holds that the Isha is pasul is because he holds the Bas is pasul. Rabbi Yisim Shem Gamliel who hold that the Bas is kasher, then muchach to say the Isha is kasher. It's hainuach. That's what Rish Lakish holds. Mashenka Rabbi Yechon holds no. Rabbi Yechon holds that einachanami the Tanakama. Rabbi Yisim Shem Gamliel, I mean, they hold that it's tali habaha. If the Bas is kasher, then the Isha has to be kasher. But Tanakama argues in that. Tanakama holds the Bas could be kasher. But the Isha is still possible because Kisiya Lishzar. Even at the Machlaikis, Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish is Dafka coined Tanakama that holds that the Isha is possible. According to Beis and Shem Mil, everyone's masking at the Bas is Kasher. That's Taisus Mahalach. The Rishonim, the Ramban, Rashi, and Dvar there say a different Mahalach. It's that the Emes and Rish Lakish holds, according to everyone, the Basis Pasul Lakuna. But the reason why Rabbi Yosef and Shem Lil hold that since the Basis Kasher, Isha has to be Kasher, even though the Basis Pasul Lakuna, but because Yosef Amanu Lakayin Gadol, that if the Bas doesn't get the same din as the parents, so then the Isha doesn't become Pasul. My Amanu Lakayin Gadol, the Bas gets the same din as the parents. Parents are Pasul Lakuna. And the Bas also becomes Pasul Lakuna. So the Bas has the same din as the mother. It's the same Pkam. Rabbi Yosi holds that, you see, by Mitzvah Sheni, even though the Bas is Pasul Lakuna, according to Rish Lakish, but Lamais is not the same Pkam as the parents. The parents are Pasul Lakal, and the Bas is not Pasul Lakal. So the Psul of the parents don't go down to the Bas. So Mela, who would then, the parents don't have a Kayach, the father doesn't have a Kayach to ask the Isha, even Lakuna, because it's not Daimat Amar Lakayin Gadol. Amar Lakayin Gadol, the psul, whatever psul the parents have, that goes down to the children. Mashenke Mitzvah Sheni, the psul the parents have doesn't go down to the children. Jim Wheel holds, even by Amaini, even though the psul goes to the children at Iskarim, but doesn't go to the children at Kavis. But it doesn't matter that the psul Kuna goes down. As long as the psul Kal doesn't go down, so it's not Daimat Amar Lakayin Gadol, which the psul of the parents. The children are just as possible as the parents. If the children don't have the same soul as the parents, so then the Isha has to be kosher. But even according to Rishayim, according to Rabban Rashi and Dvar, Rish Lakish holds his din, even according to Beis Yom Shimon Gamliel. They don't hold that the Bas is kosher lakuna, they hold the Bas is kosher lakal. But for psule kal to pass the Isha Babia, then the children have to be as possible as the parents, they have to be psule kal. That's what Beis Yom Shimon Gamliel hold. If the children aren't psule kal, if the daughter's not psule kal, won't basel the Isha Bibiya. Mashane Tanakama holds no. The children, it's not totally, even though the children aren't as possible as the parents, it's still could basel the Isha Bibiya. It's the second teretz, how it stims Rish Lakish with the rice over there. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara now is discussing the second part of the Mishnah, the part about Mitzri Vadaimi. The Gemara conscious Mitzri Vadaimi, the Mishnah conscious Mitzri Vadaimi Tamayne Mayavi. Amayna me'avi are asa forever, but only the scharim, then a kevas amutta miyad, and mitzvah daimi are only asa for 3 days, but that's echad scharim vechad nekevas. And Shimon said, mitzvah daimi also nekevas amutta miyad, a kavachayme. If amayna me'avi, which has an Israelam, then a kevas amutta right away, mitzvah daimi, which is only shlesha daimis, kolshkein, then a kevas amutta right away. So Chum answered them a lashin, malacha nekabel, v'medin yesh tshuva. If it's halacha, we'll accept that. But if you're only saying it, mikayach the svar of the kavachayim, yesh tshuva, we have an answer. We have an abshlag for your kavachayim. Amalahem, loiki, you don't have an abshlag for the kavachayim. The kavachayim is a good kavachayim. But another thing, halacha ani aimer, I'm really saying halacha, I don't need the kavachayim. And the Gemara goes into why Reb Shimon holds it, why the Rabbanan held it wasn't a good kavachayim, why Reb Shimon holds it is a good kavachayim. That's the sugya. Now, Taisa says that when Reb Shimon told them, halacha ani aimer. So Taisus says over here, it's not a lochel meishim is Sinai. Can't be it's a lochel meishim is Sinai. Dim kein am I polgal Reb Yehuda. If it's a lochel meishim is Sinai, so why is Reb Yehuda arguing? Halachikam, halacha ani aimer kach kibalti mi Rabbi Yisai. Halacha ani aimer means I'm a kabbal from my rabbis, but not that it's a lochel meishim is Sinai. So Taisus says, this halacha can't mean halacha meishim is Sinai. This halacha must mean stam halacha as mekal merabim, because if it's halacha meishim is Sinai, what's b'shai b'yuda argues? The Yashish Yankiv stelt su the Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis. There's a Rambam nakdamat the Pirish Mishnayis, which says that in halacha meishim is Sinai, we never have machlekes. Whatever was mekubal mi Sinai, there never was a machlekes, never could be a machlekes. All the Torah that was mekubal mi Sinai tain at the Rambam, we have intact exactly the way it was Mekubal Misinai. What's all the Machlekes in? All the Machlekes in are things that weren't Mekubal Misinai, but the Chum is supposed to learn out on their own from the Joshua Sukkim and from Svar, they are Chayach Machlekes. Not on what's Mekubal Misinai. The Mela Tainet, the Ashish Yangav. Taisus also agrees with the Rambam. Taisus holds that if it's Halacha Mesh Misinai, it's not Chayach to have any Machlekes, period. So Mela, that's why he says when the Mishnah says Halacha Ani Aymer, doesn't mean halacha meishim is Sinai, because then it wouldn't be shayach any machlekes. It means a kabbalah from his rebbein. That's what the Yashish Yankov learns Taisus. Now he asks, the Rambam himself doesn't seem to hold that way. Because when the Rambam goes and says there, nakdamat pirish mishnayis, this concept, that halacha meishim is Sinai is not shayach machlekes, just when it's nilmud misvara, He brings our Mishnah. He says that's what the Mishnah means. Im alacha nekabel im ladin yesh tshuva. If it's halacha meishim yisinai, vado after mekabel, won't be shayach machlokes. But if it's a din, if it's something that you're buying ice, misvarif mekal v'chaymer, so yesh tshuva, we have a tshuva to it. So you see, the Rambam himself held that halacha does mean halacha meishim yisinai. That's what they meant, im alacha nekabel, im ladin yesh tshuva. Natayin at the Yashish Yankiv, no, the Rambam also has to hold like Tesis. Because what's Takib Shat? When he said Alachan Yayimah, why weren't they Makabal? The Rambam himself paskins that Echet Tzchayim Echet Nekevis are Aser. That's the Psak Alachan that we have. If Epshim was saying Alachan Meshim Yisinai, so why Takib weren't they Makabal? Elamai, when they said Alachan Nekabal and Medin Yesh Tshuva, they Takib meant Alachan Meshim Yisinai. They're only going to be mekabel if it's a lachal meishim yisinai. If it's a svar, if it's a kal v'chaim, they have a tshuva. So Reb Shimon said, like, you don't have a tshuva. But halacha ni'aymer, this halacha doesn't mean the halacha that they said. Halacha ni'aymer means, like Taisha says, it's mekabel from his rebbeim that way. So mail they argued. They argued in his rebbeim also. They held it was the kal v'chaim was pricha, like the Gemara explains. And that's how we pask him. But if the Taisha and the Ram mean the same thing. It's just the Rambam's going on the first time instead of Lachim, when the Rabbanan said, Im Alachim Nekabel Medin Yesh Tshuva. There, why would they be Mekabel if it's Alachim? This means Alachim Meshim Yisinai. That they can't argue. But when Reb Shimon said, Loi Kiel Alachim Ani Aymer, that Alachim can't mean Alachim Meshim Yisinai Lefid Rambam. If so, why do they talk argue? And why do we pass Kanal like Reb Shimon? Elamai, that Alachim means Kibalt the Rabbi Yisuf, but even at the Rambam and Taisis mean the same thing. That's the Shtigl from the Ashish Yankov. The Aruch Hanan learns Mamash the same Shan and Taisus, but he holds that Taisus doesn't know like the Rambam. But Emerson, the Rambam is very shver. There's a whole very big discussion about it. The Chavis Yor, in the Tshuvas Chavis Yor, Simakuv Tzadik Beis, is the one that goes on and on, being massacred on the Rambam, asking from Kama the Kama Makaymus and Shas that you do find Machloikasin by things so Makuv Misinai. It's a Gansa Arichas. The Aruch Haner is naming on not like the Rambam. The Aruch Haner is naming on a Vadet Shayach HaMachloikis that he says have a Kabbalah, Alacha Meshim Yisinei one way. The Chachmedar weren't Makabal that Kabbalah. They held there was no such Kabbalah. And that Psak was that Kabbalah from Meshim Yisinei was Fakert. And you have such Machloikis in all the time. So what's Taisa saying? It's not Alacha Meshim Yisinei because Ibezai, how could they argue? You find Machloikis in even by Alacha Meshim Yisinei. Zog L'Aruch Haner because Taisa is bothered by this one Kasha. The Chum told him, Im Alacha Nekabel, Im Ladin Yesh Tshuva. But he told him clearly, if you're saying Alacha, we're going to be Mekabel. Only Im Ladin Yesh Tshuva. So what's if Shalom I said the word Mekabel? He told him Alacha Ani'aymer. He said, like Ki, there's no Tshuva, but Alacha Ani'aymer. So you are saying Alacha. So what's if Shalom the word Mekabel? What's if Shalom Alacha L'maisa we paskin that Bein Zchon, Bein Nekevah Sarasa, and that's Taka the Machlekes is that way. They told him a malach and a kabel, and then say if they didn't. So main taisa same for him. I'm just like the Ashish Yankov. The original thing they told him was im malach and a kabel and medin yesh tshuva means malach and meshim yisinai. Even though it's shayach and machloikis and malach and meshim yisinai, but they didn't have mamash a kabbalah not like him. They weren't 100% sure. They thought that there was no kabbalah, but if Reb Shimon is being mechadish them, there is a kabbalah malach and meshim yisinai. So they'll be mekabel. They'll accept that there's a lachal meishim yisinai. And the lachal meishim yisinai will be authorized by the chach meyadar. In Ladin, if you're coming with a kal v'chaim, yesh tshuva, we're not accepting it. We're going to pass kanat that way. So if when he said, loy ki a lachal meishim yisinai, meant a lachal meishim yisinai, they already told him that they're going to accept a lachal meishim yisinai. So what's pshat they argue? Elamai, when he said a lachal meishim yisinai, he just meant the kabbalah me'arbeisav. Since he just meant the kabbalah me'arbeisav, so that they didn't accept, even if you mekabel from your abeim. But the Kavachim is not a good Kavachim. If they're coming from a Kavachim, you could argue on the Kavachim. We all not like the Kavachim. But even it's a very similar pshat than the Ashish Yankov. But if he's there, you don't have to say Taisus holds like the Rambam. To say that in Alamo, it's never Shayach HaMachloik is Lachal Meshim Yisinai. He means in this case, where they told him Lachal Nekabal, they wouldn't have argued if it's a Lachal Meshim Yisinai. So you have to say that Loi Kiel, a Lachal Ni'aymen, means not a Lachal Meshim Yisinai, means a Kabbalah from his Rebbeim.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.